Title: Double Time Had Illusion in Jungle Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most classic jungle and drum and bass tricks. The double time hat illusion. This is where the track feels like the hats are moving at twice the speed, like it's just flying but you're not actually blasting loud hats on every 16th note. You're creating the feeling of speed with accents, ghosts, swing, and a quiet air layer. That's how you get energy and roll without destroying your break, your snare, or your bass. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a tight U-bar jungle drum loop, a main hat pattern that feels fast but still readable, a subtle air layer that glues everything together, and a hat bus chain so you can control the whole top end like it's one instrument. Let's jump in. First, project setup. Set your tempo to a drum and bass friendly range, 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a solid middle ground, set it to 172. Now create three tracks. Two MIDI tracks, one called Hats Main and another called Hats Air or Noise Layer. Then either group those two tracks or make a group called Hat Group. In Ableton, you can select both hat tracks and hit Command or Control G to group them. The whole point is we'll process them together like a mini mix bus. Next, sound selection. This matters more than beginners think. You want two different rolls. The main hat is your definition. Think tight closed hat, or a short shaker with a clear tick. Not super harsh, not super long. If the hat has too much hiss or a long tail, it can make your groove feel blurry instead of fast. Then the air hat is the illusion and glue. This is not a second part that you clearly hear. It's more like pressure in the top end. A tiny tick, a noise hat, or a filtered top loop can work perfectly. If you don't have good hat samples, you can even build a quick hat using operator. Turn on noise, set the amp decay really short, like 30 to 80 milliseconds. High pass it around 6 to 10k, and you'll get that TSS snap. If you want it to speak more, add a tiny pitch envelope so it has that quick bite at the front. Now let's program the actual illusion pattern, because this is where the magic is. Go to your hat's main track and create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 16th notes. Before we add any ghost notes, we're going to lock the reference pulse. That means we start with offbeats only, and we make sure they feel good on their own. So place hats on the 8-note offbeats. In Ableton's clip grid language, you're placing notes at 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, 2.4, 3.2, 3.4, 4.2, and 4.4. Play that with your kick and snare or break. Even just these offbeats should already pull the track forward. If it feels like it's dragging or rushing, fix that now, because once you add detail, a shaky foundation collapses fast. Now we add ghost hats to imply double time. Here's the idea. You're going to add quiet little hits around the main offbeats, not replace them. So sprinkle a few 16th ghost notes, like at 1.1.3, 1.3.3, 2.1.3, 2.3.3, and you can continue that idea through the bar. You don't need to fill everything. 4 to 8 ghost hits is plenty at beginner level. Now, velocity is everything. Set your offbeat hats, the main ones, somewhere around 90 to 110 velocity. Then set the ghost hats down around 20 to 45. And if you want a little bit of hype, add one accent hit in the bar at maybe 115 to 120, but be sparing. One or two pops is enough. This is the illusion. Your ears catch the big offbeats as anchors and the tiny ghost hits as motion in between. It feels like constant speed without being a wall of hats. Quick coach note here. Don't only think velocity. Think note length too. If your hat is in Simpler or a drum rack, shorten the decay or release on the ghost hats, so they behave like microtransients instead of sounding like full hat hits. Short hats feel faster. Long hats feel slower, even if the MIDI is busy. Next up, groove and swing. This is where it starts sounding like jungle instead of a perfectly gridded drum machine. Open the groove pool. That's Command or Control, Alt, G. Find a groove like Swing 16-65 or Swing 16-60. Drag it onto your hat clip. Now set the groove amounts. For timing, try 20-35%. For velocity, 10-20%. For random, 5-15%. The goal is alive, not sloppy. Jungle hats breathe. But if you push swing too hard, drum and bass can turn into a drunken stumble real quick. Keep it subtle and consistent. Now we build the air layer. This is what sells the double time shimmer. Go to Hats Air, create a MIDI clip. Option A is the simplest. Put a hit on every 16th note. Yes, every one, but keep the velocity tiny, like 8 to 25. And I want to be super clear, if you can listen and say, oh, there's the air hat part, it's too loud or too bright. This layer should be felt more than heard. It's like the sound of speed itself. Option B is using a top loop. Drop a shaker or hat loop in. Warp it, use beats mode, preserve transients, then high pass it aggressively so it's basically just air. Now let's process the hats as a bus. Because jungle hats are not just notes, they're a texture that you shape. On the hat group, at EQ8 first, high pass the hats. Use a 24 dB per octave slope. Start somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. Adjust until the low mid junk clears up, but the hats don't get thin. Then listen for harshness. If the hats are spitty or painful, try a small dip around 7 to 10k, maybe 2 to 4 dB, with a moderately narrow Q. And here's a really useful mix check. Toggle the hat group on and off. If your snare suddenly sounds way bigger with hats off, your hats are masking the snare. A common zone for that is 2 to 6k. If that's happening, carve a tiny dip in the hats where the snare speaks, or reduce hat transient emphasis a bit. Next, add drum bus. This is for glue and bite. Set drive around 2 to 6. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 20. Keep it subtle. Use damp to avoid fizzy top end. Then transients, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. But be careful. Too much transient boost can turn hats into needles. Next, add utility for stereo control. Try widening hats to 120 to 160% if you want them to feel exciting and out of the way of the snare. If things get messy, pull it back to 100 to 120. And even though hats shouldn't have much low end, you can enable bass mono as a safety if you suspect anything low is sneaking through. Then add reverb. Keep it short and bright, like a small fast room. Set decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 20 milliseconds. Low cut 1 to 3k so you're not muddying the midrange. High cut around 7 to 12k depending on how bright your hats are. And keep dry wet low, around 5 to 12%. This is a key concept. Reverb can make hats feel faster without turning them up, because it gives a sense of continuous space between hits. Now let's keep the snare punching through with sidechain. On the hat group, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your snare track as the input, or your main drum group if the snare is inside it. Set ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. When the snare hits, you're not trying to pump the hats like house music. You're just making space so the snare stays the boss. Now, arrangement, because jungle isn't a static loop, the hats evolve. Try this for a drop entry. Start with air hats only for one bar, then bring in the main hats in bar 2, then bring in full drums on bar 3. That tease makes the full groove hit harder. Every 8 bars, do a hat switch. Duplicate the clip, then change one thing. Remove about a third of the ghost hats, or add a tiny open hat accent at 4.4, or slightly change the groove timing by plus 5%. Tiny changes make a huge difference over time. And for micro fills, at the end of 4 or 8 bars, add a quick triplet burst leading into a snare. You can switch grid briefly to 12th notes, or just place 3 hits manually. Keep velocities low to mid so it reads like texture, not a hat solo. If you want a slightly more advanced but still beginner-friendly concept, do call and response over 2 bars. Bar 1, denser ghosts. Bar 2, fewer ghosts, but one strategic accent late in the bar. This creates evolution without new sounds. Another great trick is skitter. Pick 2 to 4 ghost notes and nudge them a few milliseconds early or late. Keep your main accents quantized. That contrast gives you that jittery jungle urgency while staying tight. Now, let's do 2 quick quality checks that will level you up immediately. First, check the delusion at low volume. Turn your speakers or headphones down. If the hats still imply speed quietly, you've built a real illusion. If the energy disappears, you were relying on loud hats, not motion. Second, foreground versus background. Main hats should be the readable tick. Air layer should be background pressure. If your air layer is identifiable as its own part, turn it down, shorten it, or filter it more. All right, mini practice exercise. Give yourself 10 to 15 minutes. Build a one-bar hat pattern with strong offbeats and at least 4 ghost hats. Add a 16th note air layer with velocities under 25. Add groove, swing 16-65, timing 25%, random 10%. On the hat group, high pass at around 450 Hz, drum bus drive at 4, transients plus 10. Then bounce or loop 8 bars and make 2 variations. Variation A. Remove about 30% of the ghost hats. Variation B. Add one open hat accent every 2 bars. Your goal is the same groove but two different energy levels. Let's recap. The double time hat illusion is contrast. It's accents plus ghost hits plus swing, not constant loud sixteenths. The air layer suggests speed, but it stays subtle. Process hats as a group. Ek, then drum bus, then utility, then a short reverb. And keep hats evolving with small arrangement switches every 4 to 8 bars. If you tell me what you're using underneath this, an amen style break or clean one shots, and where your snare lands, I can suggest exactly where to avoid ghost hats so you keep those break transients punchy, while the top end still feels like it's in double time.